Good morning, Columbus County. This is Daryl Jackson with your CCN local news. New vape stores will face stricter zoning rules in the city of Whiteville. Council last Tuesday approved rules limiting the number of vape and tobacco stores per mile, as well as restricting the areas where they can be built. Columbus County will hold a public hearing in November on a similar plan. Commissioners last Monday expressed concerns that the county's proposal was not strict enough. Other municipalities are considering new vape shop rules. You can look for more on this story at columbuscountynews.com. The numbers are being tallied, but perfect weather and new events appear to have led to the largest ever Columbus County Agricultural Fair. The fair wrapped up on Sunday. Apart from the usual traffic delays, organizers said the fair ran smoothly. Jess Hill praised the members of the Sawdust Army, the volunteers who make the fair happen every year, and credited their hard work for the event's success. Local Hurricane Helene relief donations are on hold as distribution centers are getting backed up. According to the Reverend Dave Heller of the Columbus Baptist Association, he noted the local outpouring has been tremendous. The donation center will likely reopen this week, he said, as supplies get cleared out and the recovery continues. He asked that cash donations and prayers still be offered for what will be a long recovery period. Reports from groups on the ground out west said that gas and kerosene heaters, small LP tanks, CO2 detectors, warm clothing, and cleaning supplies are the next items on the priority list. The Office of the North Carolina State Treasurer presented more than $50,000 to Samaritan's Purse Friday for Hurricane Helene relief. The funds came from the state unclaimed property account and belonged to the relief organization. Samaritan's Purse is working in Boone and the counties of Watauga, Ashe, Avery, and Buncombe counties, including the cities of Asheville, Black Mountain, Montreat, and Swannanoa. Volunteers are still being recruited via the North Carolina State Department of Public Safety website, as well as a number of private organizations. Chainsaw crews and operators with wood splitters are needed to deal with thousands of damaged trees that will be needed for firewood in areas where power and gas are still lacking. It's pro rodeo time again at the Boys and Girls Home at Lake Waccamaw. Gates will open at 6 p.m. this Friday and Saturday, and competition starts at 8 p.m. Tickets are $20, and little cowpokes under 8 get in free. Go to srarodeo.com for more details. Downtown Whiteville will once again host an adult costume party at Vineland Station on Friday, October 25th at 7 p.m. Cost is $20 for adults 21 and over. There will be prizes awarded for the best individual and couples costumes. And Chaperon Baptist Church will host Trunk or Treat Sunday, October 27th from 5 until 7 p.m. There will be games, barrel train rides, face painting, a photo booth, hayride, and much, much more. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, I'm Daryl Jackson reporting.